So Be'ez Hashem learned daf nun tes of Masechtas Chulin. Some of the topics we learned about include several health conditions in which an animal is kosher, but in certain cases the meat is forbidden because of sakanas nefashas. Simon behema v'chaya. The Torah gives two signs of a kosher animal. Mafres is parasa, its hooves are completely split, and malas gera, it brings up its cud. And the Chum gave another two signs. Ein lo shinayim l'mala. All kosher animals with two simonim have no upper front teeth, while non-kosher animals do have upper teeth. With the exception of Ben Gamal, a young camel does not have upper teeth, and the nive, the canines on the camel's upper jaw, did not develop. Mahalach shasi v'arav. In all kosher animals, the muscles run both lengthwise and crosswise, while in non-kosher animals, the muscles do not run in both directions, with the exception of an arid, a wild donkey. Simon chaya, the signs to differentiate between a chaya, a non-domesticated animal, and a behema, a domesticated animal, regarding lahatra chelba. All the fats of a chaya are permitted. Karnayim mutzlafim. A chaya has unique horns and hooves. And there's a machlekes whether both simonim are required or even karnayim is sufficient. There are four unique features in the horns of a chaya. Mufutzalis, the horns branch out. And kruches, the horns are layered. And charukes, the horns have grooves one after the other. And chadures, the horns are rounded.